This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is, baby. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. It's hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. If you or a loved one's ever injured in an accident, you know who to call. It's them folks over at Mokarum Injury Lawyers. I want to thank everybody out there for listening, man. Watching, if you're on YouTube and Twitch, we greatly appreciate you. All those out there listening on the AM dial, the old school way, appreciate that too. Y'all been around longer than the rest of them. There ain't no doubt. FM HD2 is how I typically listen. But the Odyssey app, I've got it downloaded. I want everybody out there to download the Odyssey app as well. AUDACY. We got cool giveaways. We gave away $20,000 and a free ride for four to Vegas to the big time basketball tournament, I believe, this past year. There's always different giveaways that you can have, but there's some really, really cool features. Tyler podcasts all of the segments, each segment individually. So if you don't want to listen start to finish, which we greatly appreciate everybody that does, you can go scroll through those segments and find which ones pique your interest or which ones you're seeing about on social media that you want to hunt down. You can do that right there on the Odyssey app. We just had Will Kunkel in, who is covering all the sports teams here as close as he ever has. Has some strong opinions. You can use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app and go back and listen to that hour. Actually, he stayed with us for an hour from 2:20, I believe, till about 3:20. So
that's right.
Again, download the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Keep it on your hip. You can take us any and everywhere you go, in the car, out of the car, in the office, out of the office, at home, working out, whatever it is you do, you can catch up on all things sports in the city right here on Sports Radio 610 via the Odyssey app. Again, that's AUDACY. Now, we got a big day here, y'all. The Astros, they lost the opener to the Guardians here at home. And there was plenty to see there. The Rockets GM, he's talking to the media about all the different moves that they've made. And the Astros game two with the Guardians is out tonight. The lineup is out. I'm going to let you hear about that in the next segment. Right now, I think there's a big issue in Houston on the offensive side of the football. I know that there's... Look,
you call it a big issue.
It's a big ass issue. Just they're generally speaking, the Houston Texans offense is a big ass issue. Absolutely. There are a lot of problems when it comes to Houston Texans offensive football.
Oh no.
Now we feel good about some of the answers, but there are a lot of problems. There's a big problem, right? And when we're talking about last year to this year, we're talking 2024 to 2025. Look. There's a laundry list of issues that everybody wants to talk about before getting to the quarterback. You got to fix the protection problems. Inside offensive line, they got a new coach, they got new players, right? You got to add to the wide receiver room. Hell, Tank Dell's out. Steph Diggs is gone. He's no longer a Houston Texans. They used two of their top three picks in the draft this year on wide receiver. The OC, you got to replace him. He was a major issue last year. You got to replace him. That guy needs to be a weapon. You hire Nick Caley, who Nick Caserio has known for years and years and years. And it seems like they're going to change systems to something a little bit more New England-esque versus where Bobby Slowick came from in San Francisco. So you address that. The tight end room has to play a bigger role, no question about it. The offensive coordinator is a tight end guru. You paid one guy $12 million. You got a second-year tight end that I think is going to surprise some folks. You go out, you sign Nick Chubb. It ought to be a little easier this year to establish a run when you got more of a two-headed monster back there. I don't know what Nick's going to look like. Is he as good? Or is he a notch below Joe Mixon, or is he potentially better? I don't know where he's going to land. He's coming off injury, but you went out there, you drafted a running back as well, so that room has been reinforced. But the one I think the most influential or the biggest impact that can be made on this team this year, and more importantly, the biggest impact on this organization over the next 5 or 6 years is C.J. Stroud in leadership, right? It's going to play a big part of this year, but again, more importantly, you're fixing to break C.J. Stroud off to the tune of $60 million plus per year for an extended period of time. He is going to be the quarterback here in Houston. The most important thing in this organization is C.J. Stroud obviously continuing to play well. I don't have any concerns about his physical or mental ability to play the game at all whatsoever. I think he's a championship caliber player in that respect. There is a void of leadership on the offensive side of the football. Some of the problems that came up last year, I would argue, wouldn't be a problem if there wasn't a void of leadership there, or if there was better leadership there. Laramie Tunsil's out. Bobby Slowick is out. C.J. Stroud has to take the bull by the horns and fill that void of leadership on the offensive side of the football. And my point is this. With C.J. Stroud. My question is this with C.J. Stroud. When you play quarterback, by default, you are a leader. Now you have the opportunity to be a leader that takes over the entire offensive side of the football. You have a leader that can set the standard, that can hold guys accountable and make sure they're meeting the standard on a day-in, day-out basis. Or you just have a guy that kind of coasts along and he's a leader because he's the quarterback and he strokes everybody and he prays for everybody and he's an uplifter, as Ron has said multiple times today, kind of deal. There is a time and a place. I'm just one that I believe that you've got to be an a-hole at some point in time. Playing football, playing a team sport, when you're on a clock, play in, play out, game in, game out. Sometimes you just got to be blunt with it, and you got to keep this thing moving. And the question is, does C.J. Stroud have that in him? And so a lot of y'all might be wondering about, what the hell are you talking about? What is this guy talking about? What does he mean? All right, I go back a lot of times and use an old Troy Aikman audio back in the day when he's ripping Jack Riley's ass about how bad football is around him. Right?
That's glory hole.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time, Jared. There was a time, but. Here, I'll use a little more current example here. Here is Joe Burrow, and this is coming off the field and communicating, coming off the field and on the bench with his head coach, play caller, in a game that they actually won, by the way. Right? This isn't frustration because they're losing. This is in a game where they actually won. Ron, you said by double digits, right?
Yeah.
They actually won by double digits. Whether you agree or disagree, I don't give a rip. I don't care if you agree or disagree, but this is what the hell I'm talking about. We got to see out of C.J. Stroud and others, but definitely C.J. Stroud moving forward.
The penalty train rolls on.
What the f*** are we doing, man? What the f*** up? F***ing mental mistakes all f*** day.
Way to finish the day. That's a great drive to finish it. I know it's a frustrating,
embarrassing performance by us.
I know. Fuck. We'll address it. But at the same time, let's enjoy some
wins. Fuck that. We suck today. That was embarrassing. Okay. We jumped off sides eight times.
I know that.
That is setting the standard.
It sucked.
I mean, that right there. I mean, I got borderline Chubb, boys. That right there is God. That's good.
Oh, Zach came in there. Oh Lord. Okay, we fighting with guns. Okay, yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Let me get my weapon out.
Wow, hold on.
But here's the point, guys. Is the quarterback has somebody in the building has to say, okay, this is the standard. I'm going to establish the standard, and then I'm going to hold guys accountable to make sure they meet that standard. And when you don't meet that standard, we're going to hold guys accountable. We're going to talk about it. We're going to be frustrated about it. We're not just going to go on ho-hum about how we won the game, so it's water under the bridge. Let's move on. Let's stay positive. Like Zach said, I'm going to focus on the positive. Like, at some point in time, that guy has to be the a-hole in the room. And that was a perfect example. Joe Burrow could have said, yeah, you know what? You're the head coach. You know what? You're right. Let me chill out. Let me go over here and stroke these guys because we won a game by double digits. Forget the fact that we jumped offside six times and we ain't going to win our own division by doing that. But it's the Titans we're playing. Let me go over here and stroke this. Remember, I mean, I'm sure it's one of those games where Will Levis was throwing balls backwards and stuff. But let's go in here and stroke these guys and focus on the positive. But Joe Burrow in that moment said, no. That ain't what's happening. That was absolutely embarrassing, and ultimately, I'm paraphrasing, but that right there is going to get you beat if we really have championship aspirations. And to me, that is the part that we don't know about C.J. Stroud yet. And by the way, I'm not knocking C.J. Stroud. I know there's a bunch of sensitive folks out there. I'm not knocking C.J. Stroud. I'm simply saying it's year three. Laremy Tunsil and Bobby Slowick are led to believe were major issues in terms of almost roadblocks for C.J. Stroud to take control, you know, verbally and physically and from a leadership perspective. All of those roadblocks are out of the way. There is a void of leadership on this team on the offensive side of the football. And save the Joe Mixon stuff. Joe Mixon ain't on the field on third down, right? So when there is a void of leadership, and it's right there for the pickings for C.J. Stroud to be that guy. Set the bar, and whether you win, lose, or draw, if you don't meet that bar, then damn it, head's got to roll. That's just the reality. And I believe this team is full of guys that want to embrace that. A lot of teams, which I think a lot of folks that don't understand what I'm talking about, they're more worried about, oh, well, don't talk to me that way. Oh, well, don't throw me under the bus. Oh, well, don't do this. Oh, no, man, get your stuff together and let's go win some ball games. And so I just believe there is a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud to do that. And I'm going to be honest with you, as a Texans fan, I'm less worried about this season. Sure, it'll help this season. But, Ron, for me, this is a long-term play. If we see C.J. Stroud go out there, which, I believe that he can. We'll see to what degree, but I believe that he can. If C.J. Stroud goes out there and grabs that bull by the horns and it has a little bit more of that approach to it when things are going wrong, this paying him $60 million, no sweat. Being the face of the organization for the next 6-7 years, no sweat. That is a real championship caliber quarterback right there.
What was interesting to me in that clip with Joe Burrow was it almost felt like the way CJ's personality is and just kind of the way he's wired was more closer to the way Zach Taylor was approaching it. Much more of a, I've said it, uplifting, positive play and conversation. Maybe the Texans have some. Maybe Nick Caley is the hard ass. I don't know. Maybe to you, and we're talking to you. You are someone who has played at the highest level, played college football, been in team settings like this, college football in the SEC at the highest level, the NFL as well. You set and watched Troy Aikman, one of the best leaders in the NFL at the quarterback position. What if he plays the Zach Taylor role and somebody else plays the I'm the one that's the hard at the good cop, bad cop thing? In your opinion, is it workable if somebody else, if that's just not his personality, if somebody else plays that role?
I think anything's workable, right? You got a defensive heavy football team. They've invested money on the defense. This defense is going to carry this football team right now. We don't even know if the identity is going to be on the offensive side of the football. We don't even know if they figured out offensive football consistently with Bobby Slowick out and Nick Caley in. Look, I think this team can win a championship with a low-key, stroke everybody, pray for everybody, love everybody, uplift everybody type of quarterback. Type of quarterback, but it's going to take an unbelievable effort from everybody else. I simply think the best version of the Houston Texans is, and the best version of C.J. Stroud now and moving forward, is if C.J. Stroud is that guy. He's the only one that's on the field every down, no matter what happens. He's the only one that by default plays a position that everybody looks up to. He's the only one that speaks every huddle that he gets in. He's the only one that we know walks in the locker room, win, lose, or draw after the game and stands right next to D'Amico Ryans. He is by far the most powerful voice on the offensive side of the football. If anybody in their right mind thinks that Nick Caley's going to walk in here and put his foot down on anybody easier than C.J. Stroud or D'Amico Ryans, you'd even look at Joe Mixon if you want to talk about like the thought that Nick Caley's going to be the guy to do that is to me, it's asinine. Like, and the bigger part of this for me, again, as a Texans fan, is I don't want my offensive identity and the standard that is on my offense to be determined by the next guy that's hired or fired in the offensive coordinator role.
Kills.
Want it to be determined by the quarterback that we're paying $60 million to, and I don't give a damn who the play caller is.
Let me ask you this, because this is coming through on YouTube and Twitch and the text line. Someone texted in, just follow D'Amico's lead. That's enough. You don't need to be an a-hole. You don't need an a-hole on the team. D'Amico's a great leader. CJ can be the same. Do you see those two different? Do you see how they approach things different?
No, they're very similar in a way that they approach things. The difference is D'Amico Ryans can say, hey, you, come sit your ass right over here by me in some critical moments in big games. D'Amico Ryans can make your life hell, cut you, bring you back, cut you again. There's a different power that a head coach has. And I'll be honest with you, if you want to draw that parallel right now between the two, I think we're watching a guy in D'Amico Ryans that the first 2 years he was here, he was like, hey, Bobby, my boy, bring him over here. Hey, man, you go handle this offensive stuff. Hey, Chris Strauss, man, you got that O-line, man. Hey, Laramie Tunsil, man, don't worry about nothing. We got Laramie Tunsil over there. I think you're watching him now. We go over there and watch minicamp. We go over there and watch OTAs. And he's down there watching the O-line work. He's down there watching the offense work. I think we're watching D'Amico Ryans do exactly what I'm talking about. Now, he's a head coach, so it's a different animal there. It comes with a different level of I'll snatch your job from you accountability, where CJ doesn't necessarily have that ability. But and let's not overemphasize the use of a-hole here. I'm just talking about a guy that holds people accountable. You call it whatever you want. If you think that there is a let D'Amico run this whole thing and let D'Amico, you just fall in line and you just follow D'Amico, if you don't think there's any role for the quarterback to be an alpha and outspoken, like an outspoken alpha and hold guys accountable, then I don't know what the hell you're watching. I don't know what you're expecting. And I know there's been once in a lifetime type deals. Like, I don't know that Trent Dilfer was the alpha with the Ravens, but they won a Super Bowl. I mean, there are a handful of teams.
He would get in people.
Oh yeah, he would get in that ass in a hurry.
Yeah, he would.
So I mean, look, there's champions look different. I'm just telling you that the best version of the Houston Texans is if C.J. Stroud has a look. Call it dog, call it a-hole, call it hold guys accountable, call it leader, call it whatever you want. But if we start seeing a little bit of that out of him, instead of like, I think we're going to see a different D'Amico Ryans this year.
I think we already have.
I do too.
Yeah, and what I've said about CJ is, you know, maybe he hasn't found that spot yet. I don't think you have to be an a-hole to be assertive, right? I think you can do it in your way.
I'm just that's a term. I probably shouldn't use that term, but I would. What I'm referring to is what we just heard Joe Burrow do. I wouldn't say he disrespected anybody or was a real a-hole to anybody.
But no, it's you find your inner a-hole. Maybe an a-hole is somebody who is an a-hole or red-ass.
My inner a-hole is off limits.
Okay. Your inner one is off limits.
Your inner one comes out.
Like Tony Dungy found his inner a-hole, right? Maybe it didn't come off the way that Bill Parcells' inner a-hole was, but at some point there was a, hey, bro, you got an A. We got to do something. And I do get the feel of somewhere it has to shift from, hey, man, our guys are going to be all right, man. We got the best offensive line in the game. Our guys are going to be all right after a Minnesota game or after the Jets game when you get sacked eight times or something. At some point, it does have to shift. And however your personality does it, however you do it, it has to shift. D'Amico has found his ability and his way to do it. And shift. And I do think CJ has to grow into that. All right, the lineup is out. Oh boy. A lot of who's that in there again? Very similar to last night. But Hunter Brown is on the mound. We'll give you the latest on what the lineup is. And speaking of, who is that out there? You know who that is? If you think about it, the Astros have run several of those guys out. Hell, I've named some. Tyler reminded me of a few. Do we actually think any of those guys are going to have any kind of impact on the Astros the rest of the way, or are they just for right now? We'll discuss all
that. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, the lineup is out as the Astros look to bounce back. And what better place to start with than Tyler needs this big time. Cy Young Award candidate Hunter Brown gets the ball today. ERA well under 2. Just recently named to the American League All-Star team. He gets the ball tonight against the Cleveland Guardians. The lineup behind him. Isak Paredes leading off third base. He had him a bomb last night right off the foul pole.
The Paredes.
In the two spot, back-to-back days, Cam Smith. He is in right field. The DH tonight is Jose Altuve. He's in the lineup, but as the DH, batting fourth in the cleanup spot is Yiner Diaz. He's catching tonight with Victor Caratini at first base again. So Christian Walker still out on paternity list. On the paternity list, we'll see when he gets back. But Victor Caratini's at first base again tonight. Left field, Cooper Hummel. And then Dubon is back in the lineup, batting seventh at second base with Zach Short. With another start at shortstop, and then the man who hit the 3-1 three-run bomb in center field, which means Jake is out again Again, we'll be waiting to see any word. I didn't see Jake Myers as a part of that injury thing, that long injury deal they brought up. So Jake Myers was not a part of the long injury. They sent out an injury list of about 12 guys, and Jake wasn't on it. But obviously he's not starting tonight, so he is not in center field. Taylor Trammell, who had a three-run bomb for his first hit, is in the lineup in center field. So Paredes, Cam Smith, Altuve, Diaz, Caratini, Hummel, Dubon, Zach Short, Trammell. That is the lineup tonight.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it, baby. Love it. There's only three minor leaguers in that mix right there. That's as far
Tyler's,
as I can
Tyler's
see.
Tyler's taking the over.
Instead of four. Tyler hit the over last night.
He did, man. He nailed it easy.
Yeah, nailed it easy, man. Yeah,
well, I don't know. Fifth inning, it's got away.
I'm thinking real seriously, boys, about just having a standing bet every day of Isak Paredes over in bases. I know I lost it last time that I bet it, but I think it's hit significantly more times than not. How do y'all feel about it?
He's another one that we probably haven't talked about enough that could have had all-star conversation.
Absolutely.
19 bombs in his 19th yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's been huge. Where, again, just like Jake this year, anywhere you put him in the lineup, he has been able to handle it. Now he's been in the leadoff spot since the injury to Jeremy Peña. So that is the lineup. All right, Clint, spirited conversation in the last segment. It is still continued on YouTube and Twitch and on the text line. On the CJ, what you've described, leadership, finding his inner a-hole / assertiveness / hey, he is able to in some way confront things that need to be confronted.
Just hold accountable.
And show some accountability. My thing for you is, what's your fear? If this, you've said this is the most important thing, not just now, but a future play over the next 5 years. What fears do you have if this doesn't get to the space you're talking about?
Well, I think there's two. Number one, I think the team, obviously, I'm a firm believer in if the standard is set and guys are held accountable to meet that standard by the quarterback on the field, I believe that's the most powerful version of leadership that you can have on the field. So if that is not there, then you, to me, you're not quite reaching your potential as an offense, right? Unless you just have several alphas that are outspoken, that are guys that are holding people accountable, or an offensive-minded head coach that's got his foot on everybody's throat, but you don't have here in Houston. So number one, that. Number two, my concern is, and my experience is, with the guy that's always uplifting, the guy that's always praying for everybody, the guy that's always stroking everybody, the guy that's don't worry about it, we'll get it figured out, that's tiptoeing around everybody's feelings and tiptoeing around holding guys accountable, at some point it becomes an eye roll. At some point, it becomes, here we go, listen to this here. At some point, it becomes an eye roll, and it's ineffective leadership. That's my biggest concern. I have zero concerns about C.J. Stroud and his ability to throw the football to championship level. I have zero concern with C.J. Stroud's ability to process defenses at a championship caliber level. The only box that's not checked is offensively for Houston, which I think CJ Stroud at the top of the list, is who's going to be that alpha, that leader. I mean, look, Laremy Tunsil just got shipped up out of here because why? I know some people lead you to believe that they wanted to get some draft picks for and save some salary cap.
He wasn't fitting.
He got shipped up out of here because he's not a leader. He got shipped up out of here because He did not have the ability to set the standard in the O-line room. He didn't have the ability to hold guys accountable. He didn't have the ability to go above and beyond himself playing well in a position group room where you got five people starting and your overall performance is all that matters when it comes to winning and losing. He just got shipped out of here because he didn't have the ability to do those things or the want to, whether it's ability or want to. He wasn't cut from the right cloth to bring the physicality, to bring the hold accountable, to bring the dog that they wanted in that offensive line, the style of play, the chemistry, for all those reasons. So at some point, you're going to run out of Laramie Tunsil's to blame it on. At some point, it's going to come to a head, and it's going to be about the quarterback, whether he can or can't get it done. I believe that it's this year, and I believe that it's best-case scenario is it's C.J. Stroud. We'll find out.
And the biggest thing I got from that is you think by experience there's a possibility that C.J. could lose potentially the belief in guys around him?
Oh, absolutely. Not belief. I think there is an opportunity there to be a leader. There's an opportunity to be a like game changing organization type leader, right? If you don't become that game changing organization type leader, and it's because you're more of an uplifter and more of a stroker and more of a right, so you're just sitting down here kind of just floating around in this. Well, I'm the leader on the offense because I play the position where that guy has to lead.
Yeah.
At some point. Right? Playing decent football and winning 10 games and being rookie of the year, at some point that is not going to be enough, and your leadership is going to lose luster. Guys are going to roll their eyes. Guys are going to question, now, why is he standing up by the head coach after every damn game up here speaking, trying to rally the troops? If he's not the like undisputed leader just because you're the quarterback. Like that's the worry. That's the other side of the coin, if you will, with the quarterback being a leader. Do you become this elite leader? Do you float for 5, 6, 7, 8 years? Or, worst case scenario, you guys start turning a deaf ear to you. I think guys in Dallas, I think Dak Prescott's a good leader. I don't think he's a great leader. I think he's a good leader.
You think they've turned.
I think it's ran its course. Right? I think you look at guys that have kind of been journeymen. Kirk Cousins is in the news today, but, you know, with the whole Atlanta situation, I would have stayed in Minnesota if I'd have known both teams were going to draft quarterbacks kind of deal. I think Kirk's a good quarterback when he's playing. I don't think he's a program changer. And we're not talking about his ability. I'm talking about his leadership. I think he's a good leader. I think he floats around in a place. I don't think he's a good enough leader to make a difference. And, okay, it's time to go to the next place, right? We're at a spot with the quarterback in Houston where you have the ability to go take – there's going to be a fork in the road. You can be just a leader by default because you're a quarterback, or you can take this road over here and you can be a leader that's talked about the way that Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and these other guys are talked about. That's ultimately the case in Houston.
All right, coming up, a big day in sports, as well as this is interesting. The NFL does their top 100 list, and no Texans have been in it yet, but we know there will be multiple ones on this list. How many guys and who do you think will make this NFL top 100 list from the Texans? We'll discuss all of that.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Man, guys, today's a special day.
You got your AC fixed?
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
Oh,
you know, talking about the AC, man, I might need to get in here and Tyler's bets. I might have to give Tyler about.
Wouldn't that be something, Tyler? He could win half of it back tonight.
Hell yeah, all of it.
Hell with it, man. I'm thinking about giving Tyler 500, man. Let's go all the way in with all of your bets.
Bajani's been saying that too.
You'd be better off picking one.
No, I'm gonna go with every he had. He said he had 12 bets last night, won 8 of them. I'm gonna throw 500.
Even if he wins three of them, you're still gonna. What are you gonna win $60?
Let's do it.
Let's ride, baby. I'm ready.
I'm kidding.
I loved it.
I'm kidding. I'm not.
I'm telling you.
If you think
no lineups, this
air conditioning is going to catch,
just
is
jerk,
going to
really.
Push me to start gambling, not a chance.
500 on an Altuve bomb tonight. No. Altuve bomb and Astros win.
Not a chance.
That's the deal tonight.
No, I'm good. It is a special day in sports. 15 years ago today, guys, LeBron James did the decision. Changed the...
What decision is that?
Changed the landscape of sports with those 9 words.
What'd he say? 9 words? What'd he say?
I believe it was 9.
Not one.
Take my talents to South Beach.
Not 2.
How did you get to 9?
How many did I say?
Not 3.
That was 6, I think. Well, what you said, I don't know what he said.
I think he said, I'm going to take my talent to South Beach. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I love the I'm going to. Yeah.
Not 4.
He probably said it real slow, too. He probably said, I'm going.
Back to.
No.
He said, all right, Jim, this is a tough one. I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Oh, Jim.
Was that a moment for you?
Not 5.
It was a moment for everybody. God, man.
Well, what did it do? It was not a moment for me. So what?
You don't? Did you watch it?
No.
Do you remember? You didn't watch it, Tyler. Did you watch the decision?
I remember watching it distinctly.
Man. Everybody has talked about it. I heard Payne and Pendergast this morning saying people were texting in saying that was the day I stopped watching basketball.
Not 6.
I just think you're a liar, whoever that is. But, I watched it. I think it had like 30 million people watched it in the middle of the summer.
Not 7.
And it changed a lot of things. They went to. It changed a lot of things. Went to 4 straight. Changed a lot of things, but that was a... It's about 15 years ago today. 15.
Seems like it was just yesterday.
Don't seem like it was that long ago. 15 years ago today, he had already played 7 seasons. And he is still rolling at this point. Crazy. You didn't watch it, Clint. You were probably roaming the streets. I'm thinking
15 years ago?
A summer.
My priorities were different.
A summer in Little Rock, I think you were probably... Right, roaming the streets.
I was watching it over off North Asheville in Old Baytown. Remember it like it was yesterday.
You was over on the dirty side, huh?
Let me ask you this, Tyler.
The mother side of the
track. And people, you're listening. You can chime in on this. When you watched it, did you feel like, Tyler, like, he is a real asshat? Like, did you feel, like, we understand now the feeling of how people look at the decision. Like it was like it's really thought of as like a
yeah
a bet.
In the moment, I felt like it was very diva-esque.
When you were watching, did you feel that way? When I was like when I watched it, obviously I have my my bias. But when I watched it, I was like, to me, it felt like this is right now the biggest athlete of the time right now in an unprecedented moment. And I understand why this is such a big deal.
But yeah, it made money.
It made money, and I understood why it was such a big deal, but it is obviously been pushed to, as you said, what'd you say, diva-esque? It's been pushed towards that it was a negative thing. Someone said 15 years ago today, LeBron ruined basketball. Bull.
I just remember that man teasing to a commercial break, like the one of two or whatever commercials they did before he actually gave it. And I remember them teasing to that commercial break being like, good God.
It's a television show, baby.
No, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
for
and
sure.
And then, like, the moments where all of those cats were just burning the jerseys in Cleveland. And that was like, I mean, it was.
I think that was the bad taste in the mouth part of it.
I'll be honest. I did not think that it was going to. I didn't think it would be something that would be talked about 5, 10, 15 years later. I just did not.
Not five.
I did. That's good. I did not realize that it was going to get the backlash it did. And I wonder how many. I don't think ESPN thought it was.
Wasn't that after he brought a championship to Cleveland?
No. He went back to Cleveland. Yeah. I am surprised. I did not know that.
Wade and Bosh, Clint.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah. Because Antoine Jameson and Drew Gooden, I love him to death, wasn't doing it. I was surprised the backlash. Like someone, you know, just texted in now, that was when the players started to take over the league. Yes.
Udonis Haslam.
Like I wonder, do people think that Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and KG got together and they had no idea this was happening? Like,
did they think,
oh, damn, KG in Minnesota had no power. They just traded his ass and it just happened to be Boston. Oh, and he was playing for the Bucks or Sonics, whoever Ray Allen was playing. Like, that they didn't have any control of this at all.
Oh no! I think people probably understand that. I think it's the in the face style of LeBron's way of doing things at that point in time. He crapped on it on national TV, made it a
crapped point, on crap Cleveland.
Crapped on Cleveland, and then in the process, joined two future Hall of Famers. No, he went Hall of Famer, right? Is Bosh a Hall of Famer?
Bosh, yeah, he's in.
Is he already in?
Oh, is he?
I believe he is in. Check that on me, Cheryl. I'm certain.
I didn't know. I feel like he just went in a couple of.
Yeah, we got a Raptor in.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he was. I mean,
I think I saw him in Jurassic Park.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be. I just didn't.
I will also say the NBA or the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield feels like the easiest one to get in. Like more than any other league, if you are on what is considered a dynasty, you can get a lot of dragger inners.
Get a bunch of guys job.
Like Draymond is going to be a no doubter. Klay Thompson's probably going to be a no doubter.
Donkey with a T.
And I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Four championships. You start there and you start to look at it like he's probably, like Klay's probably got several all NBA teams. Like Chris Bosh is a 2-time champion. 11-time All-Star. Like, he's been on an All-In.
How shortened would you say his career got by that? Calves, by yeah. that, that whatever he was dealing with. Was it a blood disorder?
He had the blood clots.
Yeah.
And he had to.
How much would you say that shortened, like, his playing time in the NBA?
Oh, years.
Yeah.
Absolute years. Because he was the one that was left in Miami, and he was actually, like, he took over his team. He took over the team. Yeah, he got in. Yeah, he's in. Yeah, he's in Hall of Fame.
Spared no expense.
I thought he went in his long ass. I feel like he went in with Dirk, but no, he actually had taken over the team there and was the best player, and then those blood clots started hitting because he was kind of the young one out of the group. Like, yeah, I thought boy, Kevin Love's about to get drug into this Hall of Fame. When they start getting there and they won one, and then Kevin's got a bunch of numbers in those years in Minnesota, mm-hmm.
yeah.
where he just put up numbers when he was the only show in town, and what then you start winning multiple titles. But I think Kevin has messed that up. By the way,
what'd he do? He didn't hang on to LeBron long enough?
Well, his game went as a no. I mean, he was one of the best power forwards. By the way, I don't know anybody who looks more different from their arrival onto the scene to where they are now. I mean, if you go find Kevin Love at UCLA. He played 1 year there. Big 42. Kevin Love at UCLA has a real more. He's got a more lean to the Travis Kelce feel. I mean, it's more that way. And now he looks like he works at a Barnes and Nobles. I mean, he is. I mean, the gray, the salt and pepper is coming in. He's like lost 60 pounds. Like it is. Yeah, no one has shifted the way they look more than old Kevin Love. But I can understand and see the point. Like you said, he threw it in their faces. I was surprised the backlash he got. Raised a lot of money for those kids at that Boys and Girls Club where he hosted it. That went by the wayside. I think he's surprised. You know, they really think through those things. Just like he was really thinking through. I think, you know what? I'm gonna have a practice in Cleveland. I'm going to go to the Cleveland Cavs facility and get a practice in. He did that last week. Got some shots up. People took that. All right, coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire. We'll get you ready for the Astros as they look to try to win game two of this series against the Cleveland Guardians. Some injury updates, and we finally do have an update from Jake Myers. We'll let you know that one, and Yordan Alvarez, as well as Spencer Arrighetti, the importance there. And some other NFL news. Man, this show, quarterback is out now. We're starting to see all – it started. It's out. It started today.
This is great.
I might have my evening pegged. Kirk Cousins had some feelings about this whole Falcons situation. We'll let you hear what that is coming up next right here live on the drive.